Ever imagine a future where we're designing life-saving drugs with like the same precision we use to build skyscrapers?
Hmm.
That's the kind of game-changing potential we're talking about today with Chai-1.
Yeah.
It's a brand new tool that can predict the 3D shape of molecules, and we're going to, you know, take a deep dive into its technical report.
It's really got everyone in the drug discovery field buzzing right now, yeah. Hot off the presses.
Right, and for good reason.
Yeah.
But I guess before we get into how it works,
yeah,
can you explain why predicting the shape of these, you know, tiny molecules is so crucial?
So proteins, the building blocks of our cells, are like these really intricate puzzle pieces. Yeah. They need to fit together in very specific ways to, you know, to function correctly.
Right.
And so if we can predict their exact 3D shape, it's like having a blueprint, right?
Uh-huh.
To understand how they interact and how we might design drugs that can bind to them and modify their behavior.
Okay, so it's like finding the missing piece of a puzzle, only in this case, it's a drug that could, like, cure a disease.
Exactly, yeah. And this is where Chai-1 comes in, right? It's really pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible in terms of predicting protein structure.
The report calls it a multimodal foundation model.
Yep.
Which, you know, sounds impressive.
It does.
But I'll admit, I'm a little fuzzy on what that actually means.
Yeah, it's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Essentially, it means that instead of relying on a single type of data, like some previous models did, Chai-1 integrates information from various sources, right?
So we're talking about genetic sequences, evolutionary data from related proteins, even experimental observations from the lab.
Wow.
So this multifaceted approach gives it a really significant edge in making accurate predictions.
So it's like having a detective with access to all the evidence, not just, you know, one clue.
Precisely. And it gets even more interesting. Chai-1 can also be prompted, right, with additional information, like specific constraints from lab experiments, which further enhances its accuracy.
That's incredible. It's like giving the detective an inside tip.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So what kind of results are we seeing with this multi-talented model?
Well, for starters, Chai-1 aced the Pose Busters benchmark.
Okay.
Now, that might sound like a lot of technical jargon, but it's a big deal in the drug discovery world.
All right, well, break it down for me. Why is acing this Pose Busters thing so significant?
Okay, so imagine you're trying to design a drug to block a specific protein, like fitting a key into a lock, right?
Okay.
The Pose Busters benchmark tests how well a model can predict the precise way a drug molecule binds to its target protein.
Okay.
And let me tell you, Chai-1's performance on this benchmark is incredibly promising.
So it's not just telling us what the lock looks like, it's also how to design the perfect key to fit it.
You got it.
That's huge.
Yeah. And this means we could potentially develop drugs much faster and more efficiently with fewer dead ends along the way.
Okay, that's seriously impressive.
Yeah.
But the report mentions that Chai-1 doesn't stop there. It can also tackle something called multimeric protein prediction.
That's right. And this is where it really starts to outperform even some of the most advanced models out there, including AlphaFold, which was a game changer in itself.
Right.
You see, many proteins don't exist in isolation.
Right.
They interact with each other, forming complex structures called multiomers.
So it's like going from predicting the movement of a solo dancer to understanding the choreography of, like, a whole ballet.
What a fantastic analogy. I love that. Yeah. And this is essential because many biological processes, and therefore many potential drug targets, involve these complex protein teams, right?
Right. So we're talking about predicting the movements of a whole protein ballet company. That seems incredibly complex.
It is. It is.
How does Chai-1 even begin to do that?
That's a great question. And it gets to the heart of what makes Chai-1 so groundbreaking, right? It can take something called multiple sequence alignments. We call them MSAs for short.
Okay.
And those essentially map out the evolutionary relationships between proteins.
Okay.
And it uses those to predict the structure of these complex multimeric assemblies.
Okay, hold on. You're going to have to break that down for me a little bit. What are these multiple sequence alignments?
Yeah.
And why are they important?
Okay, so imagine you're trying to understand how a particular word evolved over time.
Okay.
You might look at how it's spelled and used in different languages, right?
Right.
MSAs are similar, but instead of words, we're looking at protein sequences.
Okay.
So by comparing the sequences of related proteins, we can identify patterns and similarities that provide clues about their structure and function.
So it's like we're looking for common linguistic ancestors to understand how proteins have kind of evolved and adapted over millions of years.
You got it. And Chai Wan excels at deciphering these evolutionary clues to predict the structure of even the most complex protein assemblies.
Wow.
But what's even more remarkable is that Chai Wan doesn't always need a full evolutionary history to make accurate predictions.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
The report mentions something about single sequence mode.
Yeah.
But how accurate can it be with, you know, limited information?
It's surprising, right?
Yeah.
In cases where we don't have a lot of evolutionary data to go on, Chai Wan can still generate valuable predictions from just a single protein sequence.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is incredibly valuable, especially when we're dealing with newly discovered proteins or those with unique structures.
That's incredible. So it's like being able to deduce a whole family tree from just one family member.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of unique structures, the report highlights how Chai Wan is particularly adept at predicting the structure of antibodies.
Absolutely.
Which are, you know, obviously crucial for our immune defenses and are increasingly becoming important tools in drug development.
Yeah, antibodies are fascinating because they have this remarkable ability to bind to specific molecules with incredible precision.
Right.
And understanding their structure is really crucial for developing new vaccines and treatments for a wide range of diseases, from cancer to autoimmune disorders.
It sounds like Chai Wan has the potential to revolutionize not just drug discovery, but our entire understanding of the immune system and how to harness its power.
Precisely. And it's not just about predicting existing structures, right? This deeper understanding could lead to the design of, entirely new antibodies engineered for specific purposes that could revolutionize medicine as we know it.
Now, that's a future I would love to see.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away, the report does mention a fascinating case study that I kind of want to delve into a little
sure,
bit.
Sure.
It involves a molecule designated 7Q2B, and it sounds like Chai Wan uncovered something quite intriguing.
Yes. The 7Q2B case, it's a great example of how Chai Wan can really challenge our assumptions and reveal hidden details that might have been overlooked in previous research.
Okay, so what did Chai Wan find that was so surprising?
Well, the original experimentally determined structure of 7Q2B included a common crystallization aid, which is essentially a substance used to help crystallize the molecule so its structure can be determined.
Right.
However, when Chai Wan predicted the structure without this aid, it suggested that 7Q2B might actually be capable of deeper binding with its target in its natural state.
So the crystallization aid, while necessary for the initial experiment, might have actually kind of masked the molecule's true binding potential.
Exactly. And this highlights an important point about scientific discovery. It's an iterative process.
Yeah.
Tools like Chai Wan, they don't just confirm what we already know. They offer new perspectives, challenge our assumptions, and really drive further research.
That's fascinating. It's a good reminder that even in science, you know, things aren't always as they seem.
Yeah.
But while this case study demonstrates the power and the potential of Chai Wan, it's important to remember that no technology is perfect.
Of course, of course.
And the report itself acknowledges that Chai Wan does have, you know, some limitations.
Right. Transparency is crucial, especially with such cutting-edge research.
Yeah.
And one of the limitations that the report highlights is that while Chai Wan can accurately predict the structure of individual protein components within a complex, it can sometimes struggle to precisely position those components in relation to each other without additional information or constraints.
So it's like having all the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle, but needing a little help figuring out exactly where they all fit to complete the picture.
A perfect analogy. I like that. And this is where experimental data and human expertise still play a vital role in refining and validating the model's predictions.
It sounds like there's a bit of an art to interpreting these protein structures, even with these advanced tools.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not just a matter of, you know, plugging in numbers and getting a definitive answer.
Right.
The model provides a framework, you know, a highly informed prediction.
Right.
But understanding the nuances of those predictions, especially in the context of a complex biological system.
Right.
That requires careful analysis and often additional experimental validation.
So it's kind of like having a high power telescope. You can see incredibly far and with amazing detail.
Yeah.
But you still need someone who knows how to interpret what they're looking at.
That's a great way to put it. And speaking of needing to know how to interpret things, the report also highlights another interesting quirk with Chai Wan, something to do with modified residues.
Right. That caught my eye as well.
Yeah.
Can you explain why these modified residues seem to kind of throw Chai Wan for a loop?
Certainly. So proteins aren't you know, they aren't static entities.
Right.
They can undergo modifications after they're initially formed.
Right.
And these modifications can, you know, subtly alter their structure and function.
Okay.
What's interesting is that Chai One, in its current form, can be quite sensitive to these modifications.
All right.
Even a small change in a residue can sometimes lead to a significantly different predicted structure.
So it's almost like the model is seeing the same protein, you know, with and without the modification as two completely different entities.
Exactly. And while this might seem, you know, counterintuitive at first, yeah, it actually reveals something quite profound about how Chai One is learning.
Yeah.
You see, during its training, the model is exposed to, you know, a massive data set of protein structures, some with modifications and some with. So it's learned to associate specific modifications with specific structural features.
So it's not just memorizing shapes. It's actually picking up on the subtle ways that these modifications can actually influence a protein structure.
Precisely. And this highlights both the power and the limitations of the current model.
Okay.
It's incredibly sensitive to even minute details, but it also means that we need to be mindful of these modifications when we're interpreting its predictions, especially as our understanding of these post-translational modifications continues to evolve.
That makes a lot of sense. It's a good reminder that even with these groundbreaking tools, you know, science is an ongoing conversation,
yeah,
a constant process of refinement and discovery.
Couldn't agree more. And speaking of ongoing conversations, the Chai One team has taken a bold step towards fostering scientific collaboration. They've made the code and a web server freely available for non-commercial use.
That's fantastic news.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're breaking down the barriers to entry and inviting the global scientific community to join in on this exciting, you know, new frontier of research.
Precisely. And this open source approach has the potential to, you know, accelerate progress exponentially. Imagine researchers from all over the world with diverse perspectives and expertise all contributing to our understanding of protein structure and its implications.
It's like taking this incredible new scientific instrument and making it accessible to everyone.
Right.
Democratizing the pursuit of knowledge in a way. Who knows what kind of breakthroughs we might see with that level of collaboration and shared insight.
It's an exciting thought, isn't it? And it underscores a fundamental truth about scientific progress.
Yeah.
It thrives on open dialogue, shared knowledge, and a collaborative spirit.
Well said.
Yeah.
And as we wrap up this deep dive into Chai One, I can't help but feel a sense of optimism, you know, a sense that we're really on the cusp of something special.
Yeah.
A new era in medicine and really beyond.
I share your optimism. Tools like Chai One have the potential to, you know, reshape not just how we discover new drugs,
right,
but how we approach challenges in fields as diverse as materials science, environmental science, even agriculture.
It's amazing to think that a tool designed to understand the intricate folds of a protein could have such far-reaching implications.
It speaks to the interconnectedness of all things, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
The smallest building blocks of life holding the potential to unlock solutions to some of our biggest challenges.
Indeed. Well, on that inspiring note, I think we'll leave our listeners with a final thought to ponder. The report focused primarily on Chai One's impact on drug discovery, which is undeniably significant.
Right.
But what other fields or industries do you think could be revolutionized by this technology?
Now, that's a question to keep you thinking long after this deep dive is over.
It certainly is. And with that, we'll bid you farewell for now.
Sound good.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and
keep learning.
And keep those minds curious.
It's